This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset.
Much better in the flesh than on camera.
Well, that's a relief.
Because on camera, actually, your Wi-Fi is so shit, you look pixelated all the time.
Well, actually, I've always wondered what it's like if you actually look better on camera.
I don't think I do look better on camera. I think I look better
in IRL.
Oh, no, actually, I'm the other way around. I think I look better. I think people meet me in real life and go, oh, God, she does a lot of angles. She's well into the bird's
eye. She's basically up high constantly.
She's all the time like...
Chins.
90s MySpace vibes. She wants the classic 90s MySpace angles wherever she can get
but
it.
But I always think, though, I mean, surely it's going to always be better if you look better IRL than you do on a camera.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, that's the way you want it.
Yes.
Around.
I don't want it that people, you know... When we blow up, Pats.
Can I just say, we've been saying that for approximately 2 years now. Still, fucking hasn't happened.
Sometimes these things take, things take time.
These things take time.
Things take time. You've got to be patient, right? But when we blow up, right?
I love that you're saying when, exactly. Angie. The manifestations.
When we blow up, I don't want it to be that people come up to me and go, oh, wow, you look better on a screen.
So you know what will happen, don't you?
What?
We'll be together. Mm. People will approach us and go, oh, Ange. Ooh, Ruth. And I'll say, do you want me to just take a selfie?
Just to confirm it is me.
And show you, and you can go, oh, yes, now I feel like I'm looking at Facebook during the 90s and she's doing a high up angle.
Yeah, but I think most people do the high up angle.
Oh, of course. If you don't do a high up angle, you're a fucking prick.
Yeah. You've actually been swearing a lot recently.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I've noticed that the rise in swearing has really taken off.
Do you know, I go through this, though, because you've said this to me before.
Yeah, and then you curb it.
Yeah, but do you know what it is? It is all based around menstruation.
Okay, so if I go
really long without a period, so I haven't had a period now. I mean, this may be too much information, but for all the new listeners, we picked up from Happy Place.
Every other week, we're talking about your menstruation.
Menstruation.
We are.
Anyway, look, if I go for a particularly long cycle, I just get more pissed off at the world.
Get more angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Angry Patty.
Angry Patty.
Angry Bird. You become an angry bird.
I've become a big time angry bird.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
So, you know, look, welcome, guys. Lock in. It's going to be a swear-a-thon.
We should have addressed this at the top, but we didn't, right? But this record is happening in real life.
I can't believe it, Ange. Can you?
We are in the... Right, just to set the scene, guys, right? We're in an actual studio together.
It's amazing.
In the flashy Warner Brothers office, which is also... Amazing.
We've changed.
But it's so weird. Are you finding
it
weird?
I don't feel like we're doing a podcast.
No, I feel like we just got together and had a chat. Which is what we do.
I mean, for the listeners, it's going to be a bit of shit because we're going to go off on more tangents than we normally do.
I'm also loving this chair.
Oh, I love a lean back.
This has got a real lean back.
This has got a flat Joe. It's got a fat Joe lean back.
It's really nice.
I also like the arms on it. Anyway, look,
this is boring content. This is shit, my chair is.
Yeah, my office chair is shit. Yeah.
I'm going to nick this one. I'll just
take it on the tray. The other thing we should say is that we were fortunate enough on Sunday to go to Happy Place Festival.
We were.
So, listen, I know Fern listens every week.
She does, yeah.
Fail.
Yeah.
She's a big
every
fan.
Every week without fail.
But no, genuinely, we shared the stage with some great people, didn't we?
Oh, my gosh.
It was so cool.
To the point that we actually had moments of going, oh, shit.
Well, I think...
We are way out of our depth.
I also think when we arrived and we saw the plethora of yoga pants... You did drop the bombshell that you hate avocados.
I did share that and got silence.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Somebody said, just as a little talking point of this week, somebody said that the Tories are getting on their shitting tits.
Yep.
So welcome to number 10, Liz Truss.
We're all delighted.
We know the whole country. We know you listen.
Yeah.
Now sort out reducing my gas and electric, would you, sharpish?
The cost of living crises.
Crises. But it was really good fun, wasn't it?
It was.
We had a great time.
I mean, I'm feeling quite tired.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was right up in there, Manchester.
I felt really flat the next day.
Yeah.
I really did.
I didn't. I just think I was just very tired. I didn't really feel the tired flatness. Vibes. I was just tired.
Tired vibes.
Yeah.
But it was great.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And we met some lovely people
up there.
People that had never... I mean, a lot of people that had never heard of us. I mean, the majority of people had never heard of us. But...
Well, we Fern did her last slot, didn't we? And then we were on after that. And we sent our friend out to look at how many people had left. Because as we walked to the tent, it was packed. I mean, like, packed to the rafters. Yeah. You couldn't get a seat, right?
Yeah.
So we went behind the tent and we sent our friend Michelle out. And she came back with a video and there was about 30 people.
Yeah. There was a mass exodus, basically. Fern did her bit. People left. We're at the back thinking... Shit.
There's going to be like three people.
We're going to go out. In fact, to the point that we had to change what we're going to do.
Yeah, we did.
Because we're like, we actually haven't got enough people.
We've not got enough people to make this big. We did it. And it's the first live thing we've ever done.
And it was such good. And it was just so nice to get feedback from people. You know, like now, we're sitting in a room. It's just you and me. And Alex, shout out Alex sitting
But
there.
Also, we know Alex doesn't, we've just found out Alex doesn't find us funny.
Well, yeah, you know, Alex is bored.
Yeah.
Or shitless. But to kind of be in a room with people and getting their reactions to, thankfully a lot of it was funny, which was great.
But we also did a little serious segment.
We did,
did a segment. That was
nice
serious.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah. It was great vibes.
It was. It was really, and we are very, very grateful to Fern. And
for the team.
Fern Connan.
Fern Connan, as I called her last week.
Connan.
Ange, I've got a question.
Yes, Patty.
Before we went to Happy Place Festival,
yes.
Did you do any vabbing?
Well, I'm not sure vabbing is for me.
What TBH. Right? What is this new sensation of putting your own vaginal juices behind your ears to attract members of the opposite sex? Like,
it is a strange one.
What if you've got a yeast infection? That smells like stale bread.
And why? Why?
Why? And also, who came up with this?
Well, I saw an article in the paper that was written by Emma Barnett.
I love Emma. I'd like to get her on the old poddy.
Yes. So let's get that sorted, Emma. But there was an article because the whole thing, she's basically said vabbing is back, which basically implies that this is a thing that's been going on for a long time.
No.
But it's making a comeback. Yes. So there's this article.
What is wrong with the world? I blame the Tories.
Yeah, I'm so dying
too. I blame
Liz
Truss.
In fact, everything now is their fault.
I blame the Tories.
Yeah, vabbing is your fault. The cost of living crisis is your fault.
I've run out of butter. I blame
it's your fault.
Yeah.
But yes, it's apparently been the thing that's been around for a while and is now making this sort of comeback.
I want to hear from women and men who listen to the podcast. Right. I want to hear from both sexes who listen to the podcast about this because men, this is specifically to you now, the five men that we have. Listen to the show. This is
please
specifically
all make sure you do get in touch.
If you went out and you said to somebody, "Oh, I love your perfume.
That smell, that scent."
And they said, "That's my vaginal juices.
That's my vab."
How would you respond? So there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
And you can send us an email.
You can.
FindingTheFunnyPodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
So we want to know if a woman said to you on a night out that it was there, and then women, have you ever done it?
Are you into the vabbing?
Because I couldn't imagine.
No.
Just.
I mean, handy in the sense that you've always got it.
You don't have to take a little purse out with a little perfume in. When you buy your big perfume, you don't have to buy a miniature.
No. You can just say, actually, I'm fine for scents.
I'm fine. I'll just go to the toilet.
Yeah. Pop to the toilet. Little cheeky finger. Vab it on. Round the neck, round the ears. Just a little bit on the pulses. Bang. We're out. We're in. We're off.
Just pop to the toilet. Little cheeky finger.
I mean, you don't have to finger, do you?
You
could just sort of
depends what's going on down
depends
there.
Depends how sensual you are,
or if
how
you're
scented
in the
you are,
or if you're in the menopause,
dry as a bone.
You won't be able then to do it at all.
Then you definitely have to go.
Your perfume bottle ran out fucking years ago, love.
I might have to borrow someone else.
Oh, Ange, this is taking a real turn. This is disgusting. Anyway, women, you'll be kept anonymous, but have you ever done
vabbed.
It?
Let's start. Let's just start calling it vabbing.
Have you ever vabbed?
Have you ever vabbed? Have you ever vabbed? Do you like vabbing?
Yeah.
Men, do you like the smell of a vab? Are you into the vab scent?
Oh, God.
I've also noticed, Pat, you're doing a lot of at the moment. I noticed it last week. I mean, I can't actually. How do you do that? How do you do that? I've just tried doing it then.
Anyway,
I just spat everywhere.
This is great content.
It is. Yeah.
So look, get in touch with us. We've given you all the details.
Yes.
If you've ever vabbed, tell us. If you like a vab, tell us.
So yeah, I think that's a nice little opening roundup.
Didn't you have a good? Didn't you have a good letter? Didn't you have a good?
Oh, I had a good.
You had a good message.
Massage.
You had a good message.
Oh, now I've got to find it now. This is problematic, isn't it? Okay, now this is a message that came in quite a while ago. So apologies that we're only getting around to this, because what happens is some of the messages go into like a request.
Exactly.
So unless you go in there, you don't actually see them. So apologies. But we had a really great message in. And this person basically said that she had started a new job.
Right.
In a GP surgery.
Okay.
Okay.
And thanks for setting the scene for us.
Well, that's exactly what Kimberly's done here.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Which is very nice. So Kimberly's set the scene. She's, working at a GP practice. Yep. New. So it's all new for her. She's gone off on her break and she's popped her headphones in.
Sure.
Listening away to, of course, Find It Funny.
FDF.
And she's in the middle of this canteen, quite busy. I'm assuming it's quite a big practice. And she starts singing out loud, but doesn't realise she's singing.
What's she singing?
She is singing the well-known tune of Urban Dictionary.
Oh my, she starts singing.
She's actually singing that out loud.
Right,
and doesn't realise. Starts realising that people are giving her some funny looks in the canteen.
Why? That's a great hit. I don't understand why that would bring funny looks. I mean, if she was singing Hips Don't Lie, I'd get it, but...
Hips Don't Lie, that's a classic to go for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a bit of Shakira.
Shakira.
So anyway, she then clocks that people are looking at her, realises that she's singing Urban Dictionary out loud, takes her headphones out, and has to then explain what she's listening to. And off the back of that, basically the whole of the practice are now listening to Finding the Funny.
No.
And she even gets little voice messages from people also singing Urban Dictionary.
Well, Kimberly, you go to top of the class this... You go to top of the class this week because that is the best we've had
in
of you spreading the word. And we hit a million downloads yesterday, so well done.
Your fiver's in the post.
Well done, Kimberly.
Yeah.
We didn't really, that's a joke. Keep telling people to listen.
But a joke. But I think wouldn't that be cool if more people actually sang these little ditties?
Little ditties.
Urban Dictionaries. Your little big questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Just your theme tune.
Yes.
Just your Matt Leader theme tune.
Just your Matt Leader.
Yeah.
So thank you, Kimberly.
Yeah, thanks, Kimberly. Now I'm gonna set a challenge this week. How many people can tell somebody new about Finding the Funny?
Oh yes, Pat.
Okay, so we've done our bit this week. We went Happy Place.
We did.
We trekked to Tatton
Park. The Himalayas.
We stood on stage, nervous as anything, and we told people about Finding the Funny. Mm. So, now, I think we should set a prize.
Okay. What are we going to give the people?
I don't know. Maybe
we're going to give the people?
Maybe we just have a think about it.
Okay.
But there will be a prize. Ange knows.
We could give them some of our vab juice.
That's a bit disgusting.
Okay. We won't do that then. This is a very chilled glass of water.
Very chilled. Mm.
Thank you, Tricky.
But, yeah, I think we could think of a prize. Something just silly. It's not going to be a... But I want to see who can give us the best anecdote of how many people they've told about Finding the Funny.
Now, and then how you've done it. Have you done it by singing?
Now, if you can film yourself doing it in Tesco...
even better.
Telling somebody.
Even better.
If you can get on the... if you work in a supermarket, if you can get on the tannoy
just say,
can we have Sandra to check out too, please? Stop listening to the podcast Finding the Funny. Yes. Thank you. Get to check out too.
Or just a general, if you're looking for anything new to listen to recently, please check out Finding the Funny podcast.
Exactly.
Available on your Apples, on your Spotify's.
Yeah.
That's all you've got to do. If you've got a tannoy.
If you've got a tannoy.
If you've got availability.
No.
Accessibility.
Accessibility to a tannoy system.
Or just access, it would be.
Accessibility. If you've got accessibility to a tannoy system, please get on it.
So, yeah, so send us the ways that you have told people about
finding. Also, though, if you don't have accessibility to a tannoy system, or you don't like singing out loud, or you don't, even if you just send us a message, I told my neighbour, Doris, about finding the funny.
I'm not sure Doris would be into what we do.
I think
about.
She would.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I think she would, actually.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so look, remember, you can get both of us on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon, Ange's at Ange Gordon.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
And you can send us an email.
Yes.
FindingTheFunnyPodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, Pats, right. I am bringing you what I think is a very good urban.
I will be the judge of that.
Yes. Okay, fine. The urban is pajama rich.
I looked this one up.
Shit!
I've seen this one, but it is a really...
Shit.
No, but we should go with it because it's a really good one. Read it out. It is very funny.
Pajama rich. The state of being exceedingly wealthy
to
the point where one foregoes usual attire for pajamas. The phrase is attributable...
Nice word.
...to the sports guy Bill Simmons, as he included it in an article on ESPN.com. Though it is often incorrectly traced to Kanye West, who popularised the term. Jack Nicholson came to the Lakers game in his pyjamas and nobody cared, but only because he is pyjama rich.
I want to get pyjama rich.
I literally saw it and thought, okay, this is the field I want to get into.
Yeah.
I want to be able to just go out anywhere.
In my pyjamas.
In my pyjamas. I think a lot of people now, post-pandemic... I've gotten more into the place of going, I actually don't give a shit.
Oh.
I have definitely become less of a shit.
Well, I really don't, because I didn't give a shit before.
No, I mean, nothing's really changed for you.
Well, I just think I've got worse. I just now constantly look like Ian Beale in his breakdown days. Do you remember that on EastEnders?
No, I don't think I've ever watched.
He was sleeping rough for months.
Right.
And I just now am like, look like I'm sleeping rough.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely have been... sort of in the pandemic phase, pre-pandemic.
Oh, since about 2015.
I think, though, that this whole thing of just being a bit more relaxed, a bit more casual...
Well, you see, the thing is, Angie, you have always been well turned out.
Well turned out, yeah.
When it comes to us, if we attribute it to our parents, I am Margs.
And I'm Mal.
And you're Mal. Mm. So Mal is obsessed
with
what he looks like.
I mean, Mal, there is no way, even if Mal had all the money in the world, that he would never step out the door in a pair of pyjamas.
He'd never go pyjama
Although, doesn't he sometimes do a little pyjama run?
No, darling. He puts on his Ralph Lauren joggers. to do the run for the newspapers.
So actually the complete opposite.
Do you remember when Dad was like, I'd never wear a hoodie?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got into them now. Yes, but anyway, we digress.
Yeah.
But I am, I'm just like, take me or leave me, mate. Take me or leave me. But I would love to be so rich.
That you could just rock that.
Well, yeah, because you'd be going out in a Gucci, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd be hitting the streets in a Gucci pyjama. Of course you'd look amazing.
Yeah.
You're not going to be in your,
Although I can't imagine Jack Nicholson looking good in pyjamas.
I don't know.
No.
Jack, if you're listening, will you send us a picture? But can you make sure it's an upshot, please? Because at Finding the Funny, we're only into...
That's the only ones we're interested
we're
in.
We're only... Because we want to meet you one day and go, oh, you don't look as good as you do in your pictures.
So very much like, this is the level of richness...
Yes.
...I would be very happy to reach.
Yeah.
Because I think there is nothing better than...
Oh, my gosh.
I love getting home, bra off... Pajamas on. I mean, just the whole thing of just wearing no bra to me is heavenly.
Honestly.
Even though I probably would never go out with no bra on.
I would.
Yeah, but I think you can. Because you're less breasty.
Because I've got better breasts.
Well, not better. Just less.
But yes, pajama rich, I would be well up for that.
I am very happy to become pajama rich.
Well, when we blow up.
we shall be going to buy a nice pair of Gucci pyjamas.
Here we are again. Yep. When we blow
up. When this actual blow up happens.
We will be.
I am straight down Gucci for some nice pyjamas.
Ange.
Patty.
We've been here a lot of times before, but I'm bringing it again. Let's talk about Stitch Fix.
Because we love it.
We love it, and we're in a transitional period.
Perfect time for a Stitch Fix, I think. And I am actually going to do one.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a Stitch Fix.
Do a Stitch Fix.
And I might social media it.
Do it.
You know. But yeah, I think it's Stitch Fix are so great.
Yeah.
Because you can basically go online, take the fun style quiz.
Yeah.
They then, from your answers, select five items
yeah.
that they send to you.
That's right.
And you can then try them on in the comfort of your own home. No trying to get dressed in a cupboard.
No.
You can try them on.
I mean, you can do it in the cupboard if you want.
Yeah, I mean, if that's your vibe. Choice, if that's your vibe, yeah. Okay. Try them on. And then you just go, you know what? I love all of them, keeping it all. And if you do that,
yeah.
you then get another 20% off.
That is brilliant, isn't it? So basically what happens is if you go to stitchfix.co.uk/funny, that's stitchfix.co.uk/funny, you pay a styling fee of just £10 each time you order. So there's no subscription, there's no monthly payout. Every time you order from them, you pay £10, which is then deducted from the full cost of anything you keep. And as Ange has already said, if you keep all five of the items they send you, you get 20% off.
Yeah. But you can also go, do you know what? Out of the five, I only like one. So all you do is pay for that one. The way that they, I mean, you know, I've done it a
couple of times.
The whole returns process is so easy.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can just keep what you want, send back what you don't want, and you only pay for the item or items you keep.
So you can go to stitchfix.co.uk/funny and get 20% off if you keep all five of your items. One more time, that's stitchfix.co.uk/funny. And if you keep all five of your items in your fix, you'll get 20% off. Okay, listen, we're going to take a little turn now. We've got a dilemma.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Yeah, so this is, well, obviously, if you've got dilemmas going on in your life and there's something tricky, we'll always keep it anonymous. We'll never share your name. But somebody got in touch with us to say, my brother's partner hates me. She's really controlling of him. I miss him and my kids miss him and his cousins and I don't know what to do.
Oh, man. That is so tough. I don't even know how to even start to try and help that, to be honest.
Well, I would start by double checking that she doesn't have access to his emails or something. I mean, you can't write a letter because it's likely if she's controlling, she could open it.
Mm.
But I would try some sort of written form of contact to him that basically says, we all really miss you. Like, we're not here to tell you what to do with your life. We're not here to, I'm not going to berate your partner. She is exactly that. Like, I am merely coming to you to say, I miss you as my brother. My kids miss you. My kids miss your kids. And as the adults in their life, we have got to be exactly that. We've got to be the adults.
Yeah.
And is it fair that our children, you know, because we've got cousins that we're really close to that we would call upon now. And if any one of our parents had fallen out, I would hope that they could be adult enough to say,
yes,
I don't want to stop the relationship our children could have with each other.
Yeah.
Because of us.
I suppose, though, and we don't fully know the dilemma here in the sense that you wonder if the brother even knows that there's a bit of controlling going on there. Because, you know, you sort of think he might just
maybe
be completely oblivious to that. And it's like, you know, then having to go and sort of try and say to him.
Well, perhaps you don't say that you think she's being controlling. Perhaps you just say, I miss you. We haven't seen each other for ages. Why do you think it is we haven't seen each other for so long? Why do you think we've drifted? Why do you think, you know, all I would start the conversation with is, I really miss you. And I don't know what the...
Why we kind of gotten to this place.
Of course, if you don't want to say, you know, if this was you, I wouldn't come to you and say, I think you're... I would say,
yes,
Ange, I really miss you.
Yeah.
I really miss your kids. I don't know why we've drifted. I don't know why we haven't seen each other. Why do you think it might be?
Yeah.
And if you gave me a list of like, oh, I'm really busy or whatever, I'd just be saying, we've got to sort this.
Yeah. We need to put some time in for us to have together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, sending a letter, you could send a letter, but there is a likelihood if you think she is controlling that it might not get to your brother. I don't know.
Mean, you'd hope that they're able to be in contact, in, you know, like, I'm assuming they can talk to each other over the phone and
Well,
stuff
I suppose
like that.
We don't know,
no,
do we?
No.
But I also think sometimes writing it down is less heat.
Yeah.
So if you make that phone call and he becomes like defensive, you become defensive back. Before you know it, you're at like
you're in
100.
A big argument.
Yeah. And it's like somebody saying, you don't understand, it's nothing to do. You know, he could already be feeling defensive and like he's got to protect his partner.
Yeah.
So I think that initial conversation, letting him
sometimes
read
it's
it,
better. Yeah.
Dissect it, think about how he's going to reply. Is he going to hit reply straight away? Is he going to then try and call you?
Yeah.
I think you just sort of give him a bit of the control back to say, I've noticed and acknowledged we haven't spent a lot of time together recently. My kids are saying they miss you. My kids are saying they miss their cousins. How do we start to rectify? And I always think with very difficult conversations, I know this is true for me, definitely. I sometimes want to jump right into the deep end. Dig that difficult thing out, get it
sort
gone,
it out,
and
let's
have it
move
gone.
On.
Now, I've learned over time that lots of people don't respond well to that.
Yeah.
And that can create an atmosphere and a tension that didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
Whereas I think if you start the conversation written, email, text message, WhatsApp, letter, whatever it is you want to do. I mean, I suppose you could send a voice note.
Yeah.
If you wanted him to hear how
without
much...
Without you actually having to have that kind of conversation back and forth. Yeah.
Then he can then listen to it,
dissect
it, think about what he does.
I think as well, definitely, like you said, Pat, trying to kind of approach it as a way of, I miss you.
Yeah.
Like, not as a... I know what's going on here.
No.
I know that your partner, wife, whoever, is kind of controlling us, controlling how much you see of us. Rather than going straight in with that and it being kind of an attack on him, to be a, I really miss having that time with you. I miss being able to spend time with you. Can we find a time where we can just go for a coffee, go for a walk? Even if it's just the two of them.
To and start
in fact,
off with,
in fact, probably that would be
the starting
best,
point.
I think.
Yeah,
just, you know, the two of you find some time to meet up and have some time together and then see how that conversation
Absolutely.
Goes. Because I think, like you say, Pat, I think people can feel very quickly like they are being attacked.
Oh, yeah. And I know that my style of sometimes managing conflict is that I want to get to the root of the problem, but that's not fair of me to expect other people
to
do
that. To be able to do that.
Also, it sounds like from this dilemma this person sent in, they've been reflecting on it for quite a while. They may be ahead of the journey on it than him. You know, they may be more ahead of thinking, oh, I'm sussing out what's going on here.
Yeah.
If you out of the blue spring it on him, he is going to get defensive. Of course he is. It's his life. He wants to protect the person that he's chosen to spend the rest of his life with. Now, if he is being controlled, the best thing you can do is be the most uncontrolling person in his
in
life. And just say, I really love you.
Yeah.
I really miss you.
I'm here for you.
And I miss the relationship
we once had.
And I think that, and you know, unfortunately, you can't do the building of the bridge for him.
No.
You can only do the first bit.
Yeah.
And it might not solve
the
problem that you have. This might take some time. It might take months. It might take years,
yeah.
you know, to get somebody to the point where they think, oh, my relationship isn't right or good for me.
Yeah.
It takes a very long time. It takes hard work.
Yeah.
But for me, the starting point would definitely... And I actually think, I know people are like, oh, so-and-so only sent me a text because they were pissed off with me and I can't believe you put this in a text message. But do you know what? I think the older I've got, the more I appreciate people bringing difficult stuff to me in a way that I can dissect it myself on my own, think
Have
about my response, not hear them down the phone and be like, well, that's because, you know, this happened and that happened. I actually appreciate more now people saying, I just want to bring this to you.
Yeah.
I just want to say this to you.
I think as well, I mean, I think even if we think about our...
Oh.
You know, we have both had to kind of learn how to handle the other person.
Absolutely.
You know, we've had to kind of have those moments where we've literally picked up the phone to each other, gone absolutely batshit crazy at each other.
Normally more me than you do.
And then I just hang up. And then we're just like in this like, well, you then try and call me back. I'm not talking to you now. You've pissed me off. Yeah. I'm not doing this. So I think, you know, we've had to, you know, figure out how we manage each other and that we come from different places on things and how we deal with things. And obviously for this relationship now, it's probably very similar in the sense that she's probably noticing some things and picking up on some things. And maybe he is completely unaware of what's going on. So I think... Yeah, that first initial way of making some contact, however form that might, and I think you're right, Pats. I think sometimes that being in a written form is sometimes the best starting
point. Well, we've said, haven't we? We have said ourselves, the last sort of, you know, big discussion we had, we have said we can't start these conversations face to face.
No.
If one of us is feeling hurt or disgruntled or like the other one doesn't understand their point of view, the best thing we can do is email or text each other and start that with, I'm doing this because we both acknowledged that this is what would be easier for us. Now, the best we're fortunate. We don't fall out very often.
No.
When we do, it's pretty massive.
It's quite a big one.
When it happens, everyone knows about it. In fact, just quickly on that, when we went away on holiday, Ange and I had a bit of a humdinger. We won't go into why, but Dad called a family meeting, which was weird because we've never done that in our lives. We have never been the like family meeting kind of people.
Yeah,
anyway,
he
got everyone on the table, right? And it was just, it descended into chaos in seconds.
It actually just made the whole thing 100 times
anyway,
worse.
And Ange said, us two just need to have a chat. Everyone else
go. You just need to all go.
Dad gets up on the table and goes, right, well, don't come back to me when you've all made up and your friends and you've said sorry. I mean, finding the fucking funny or what? And as he walked off, Ange went, well, yeah, it might be the end of that. And in the moment, obviously, we were both highly pissed off at each other. But on reflection, that's a really funny moment.
Oh, it was.
Oh, finding the fucking funny.
And it was just a classic Mal
moment. Oh my God,
like,
don't come
no
back
one
to
else,
me.
No one else could have said that.
No.
But Mal landed it and we're like, yeah, she might be the end of it anyway.
So this is the last episode.
It's our first and last in person.
We've all been acting up until this point. We actually hate each other.
Yeah.
No, but we learned from that, didn't we? That
hugely.
Actually,
yeah.
We can't, when we're, you know, often you and I can get each other from 0 to 60 very quickly in a very short space of time.
Yeah.
And actually, if we just tweaked how we did things just a tiny little bit, it will make a huge difference to the way we go into conversations. Yeah. You can have the opportunity to dissect it, think about it.
Yeah.
I also think sometimes just taking that sting of how somebody else sounds on the end of the phone just allows you
to
like...
Yeah, take a moment.
Not become defensive.
Yeah.
Reread it. Think, I know this person. I know that they're not meaning this horribly.
In a bad way. They don't want it to be an attack on me.
No.
It's just something they're feeling very passionate about.
Yeah.
I also think it just, the sibling, and I, you know, not all people have great relationships with their siblings.
No.
And I really realize how fortunate we are.
All three of us.
Yeah, the three of us, the relationships we have, the importance that we all put on the relationships we have together.
Absolutely.
As a three, as, you know, duos from time to time. And I think the thing that I probably feel the most from that message is how important that relationship is to her.
Absolutely.
You know, the relationship she has with her brother, she doesn't want it to be... She doesn't want it to be different. She wants to have that relationship with him. For whatever reason, that's not where they're finding themselves.
Yeah.
But I think if you know, if that's such a precious thing to you, then I think it's so important that you do try and find a way of communicating with him.
Absolutely.
And seeing if you're able to kind of have some conversations together and just have that time, you know, and see what happens from there. But
we hope that helps.
Really hope that you're able to make some... headway on that one.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for sending
sharing that with us.
Yeah, it's very important. Okay, Pats. Now, I keep hearing a lot about skin and me. And as a lot of people know, I don't do a lot of stuff with my skin.
Well,
I feel like I need some information from you on this one.
Listen,
Pats.
Skin and Me would be right up your street because it's fast track, simplified skincare.
Oh, that is what I want.
Okay. So you get one treatment for all of your skincare concerns and it's tailored to you and it actually works. The tube even has your name on it.
Oh, not personalised.
It's so nice. It's sustainable, it's vegan, and it's cruelty-free.
Wow.
So you get, in your tailored-to-you skincare treatment, efficiency. So you get powerful, active ingredients that deliver results.
Mm.
You get it designed by a team of expert dermatologists.
Okay.
So this isn't just somebody sat out there thinking, I'll put a bit of that in, I'll put a bit of that in. You take their quiz, they go through it all, and dermatologists actually put together a specific treatment for you.
Wow.
It's got an aluminium tube.
Yes.
They're forest cardboard registered.
Oh, wow.
So that it's environmentally very friendly. Environmentally friendly. There's no excess packaging because it comes in a little tube.
Mm.
And it's great because the tube, you twist it and it gives you the exact amount that you need for your face that day.
So is it like, is it a moisturiser?
It's a one-stop shop over treatment.
One-stop shop.
One-stop shop treatment.
So that's all I would have to use?
That's all. If you go to Skin and Me, you go on, you get your little tube, you twist up. Each day it gives you the right clicking amount. You put that on your face and it gives you happy, healthy skin delivered every time.
Right.
It's absolutely perfect for people who want real skincare with real results. It's,
without having to have a million bottles.
That's right.
Right.
So you can get your first month for just £3.50
yes.
with the code FUNNY.
Right, it would I'm going to do that then.
It would normally cost you $24.99 a month. But you can get your first month for £3.50 if you go to the Skin and Me website and use the code FUNNY at the checkout. It's all your skincare needs
right.
in one handy application.
I mean, that has got my name written all over it.
Absolutely. Now, Andrew, we had a shitting tits in, didn't we?
We had a shitting tits in.
Yeah.
Now I've got to find it.
I've got it if you want me to read it.
You go for it, Pats.
It just says one word for shitting tits. Mosquitoes. I have 71,000. I think she means bites. Husband has zero. What the fuck and why me?
Why is that?
Mosquitoes are dickheads.
Oh, they are the absolute shit, aren't they?
Do you know what, though? Do you know what's pissing me off? We've all got to be kind to wasps now. I
no,
know
I get
it's from
the wasp.
An eco
no, no, you cannot compare wasps and mozzies.
No, I know.
Mozzies are pricks.
So right? Hang on a second.
No. Wasps.
Right.
What they bring.
Okay.
To the environment.
Eco. Right.
Yes.
Go back 10 years. Everyone's calling wasps pricks.
No.
Yes.
Not everyone. No.
Angie.
No.
Everyone is saying the thing. Everyone's going. 10 years ago, this was the vibe on wasps and bees. It's okay with bees. They've only got one sting. It's fine. They'll only sting.
So fine.
Everyone's
even
then going.
Even if we were saying wasps.
Okay.
Pricks. Fine. Even if we were in that 10 years, we've learned that they're
not cultivated.
Pricks.
Yes. That wasps
are. We know how important wasps are.
Why are they important?
Because of, like, the pollination.
No,
and the
wasps don't pollinate.
Well, they do stuff for the atmosphere and the environment and
you
all
don't
that
really
sort
know.
Of stuff.
I'm going to find out. I'm going to bring a fact. In fact, I've got a fact for next week. Anyway,
okay.
Anyway, wasps were pricks 10 years ago.
I don't think they were fully pricks. I think there was probably a majority of people who thought they were pricks.
Yeah.
But that we've now learnt over time that they are very important to our environment for whatever reason.
Oh, they are pollinators.
Thank you. That you see, straight away, I think, no, I'm wrong. But actually, I was right.
A world without wasps would be a world with a very much larger number of insect pests on our crops and gardens.
There you go.
As well as being voracious and ecologically important predators, wasps are increasingly recognised as valuable pollinators, transferring pollen as they visit flowers to drink the nectar.
Like your bees.
Without wasps, the world could be overrun with spiders and insects.
There you go. Now,
each summer, social wasps in the UK capture an estimated 14 million kilograms of insect prey, such as caterpillars and greenfly. Perhaps we should be calling them a gardener's friend.
There we go. Right? So even if we thought wasps were
okay,
bricks,
so now I'm going to find out why we need mosquitoes, because I don't think we should give
I don't think there's any need for a mosquito.
So then why are they there?
To be pricks. To be annoying. To bite you.
Okay, here we go. While they can seem pointless and purely irritating to us as humans, mosquitoes do play a substantial role in the ecosystem.
Right, in what way? What are they
bollocks.
Doing?
Mosquitoes form an important source of biomass in the food chain, serving as food for fresh fish or larvae, and for birds, bats and frogs as adult flies. And some species are important pollinators.
Some, though. I mean, I reckon those are very much the minority of mosquitoes. Because I think on the whole, mosquito, I mean, yes, obviously they do something, but it's nowhere near as important as a wasp or a bee.
Yeah.
And they are just, they're just annoying, aren't they?
It's why like, does somebody get bit so bitten?
This
so
summer,
much?
It's the worst summer I've had in years.
Shit.
For mozzie bites. Like, seriously, I was covered in them
covered,
on my feet
head
and my
to toe.
Ankles. Head to toe.
Head to toe.
I was using spray all the time and putting cream on all. I'm using one of those rot. So,
yeah,
but then,
I
like,
hear you, Angie.
A year, 2 years, 3 years ago, I mean, I might get one or two. Mm. Do you think it's. I heard once it was something to do with your pheromones.
Really?
Yes. It's like
they pick
something
up on
you give off.
Right.
So maybe for this. Who was that message from, by the way?
It was from Catherine.
Catherine?
Yeah.
Maybe Catherine is giving off a higher.
Pheromone.
So she's got the 71,000 bites.
Right.
Let's call her husband Jeff.
Jeff.
He's not giving off any pheromones. So the mozzies are not interested in Jeff.
How do I get rid of my pheromones?
Well, that's the thing. And what, like,
the
what
question.
Even is the pheromone that they're interested
how
in?
How do I, if there's any GPs listening.
Maybe they're into vapping.
Shit.
We've gone full circle. This is what in person does. We have gone full circle. Front to back, beginning
to end.
That's it. We figured out the ecosystem.
Yeah.
It's all back to vapping.
Yeah,
yeah. That's where it starts. And that's why it's making a comeback.
Right.
Yeah, I think this is it.
So
I think,
guys,
in
we
fact,
just...
I think we need to probably get in touch with Attenborough.
Yes.
Actually, about this. Because
and say,
I don't think he knows.
Are you into vabbing?
Yes. Do you like vabbing? Do you give any sort of pheromone?
Do lions vab?
Lions?
Yeah. Do lions put a bit of their
lionesses
put a bit of their own juices? Well, he'd know, wouldn't he? Attenborough.
Right, okay.
And does that attract like other lions, or does it attract mosquitoes, or do they do they kill zebras better if they've done a bit of vabbing?
If they've done a vab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is vabbing only for humans?
Yeah. Or is the animal world also interested in vabbing?
Listen, these are the big questions, aren't they, of life?
We've actually created our own little big question.
We have. Attenborough, when are you coming on?
Yeah, I think we should try and get him on
Let's
now.
Let's get him on.
I think
Let's
we
get
could,
him on.
There could be a big discussion here around.
But mosquitoes are pricks.
Oh.
That's where we end this segment, isn't
mosquitoes
it?
Mosquitoes are pricks, and they absolutely can live in the dickish behaviour world.
Oh, they get on my shitting
tits. They're dicks and they're pricks.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to have an in-person performance now, Ange.
Okay.
Should I read the big question as you're going to be
yes,
full in
Yes, I'll be fully in my operatic mode. Okay, guys. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Lobby question. I actually sounded a bit like a mozzie then, didn't I?
You did.
I sort
you
of, you know.
You did. You were picking
I'd
up
I'd bring
on
in
the
mozzie vibes.
Segment.
Yeah.
If you could just go out and vab for me.
No problem.
No problem. Okay, so this was a big question that came in from. I mean, her name is Little Miss Kitty.
Little Miss Kitty.
Little Miss Kitty. I'm not laughing at your Instagram handle. I just wasn't expecting to look down and see it's from Little Miss Kitty.
Little Miss Kitty.
Little Miss Kitty.
Should we see if she's actually got a name? In case she doesn't want to be called out for being Little Miss Kitty.
Well, we've given her Instagram handle. People might go and follow her. Anyway, the big question she asked was, would you rather live without music or without movies? Movies.
Oh, 100%.
Movies.
100%.
Coming live from the Warner Brothers studio, movies. Shout out to our editing team. Definitely movies.
I definitely could not live without music.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, I will put music on when I'm cooking, if I'm in the car, if I'm just chilling out, I'll have my headphones in. Like, that to me...
Also, movies are shit, aren't they?
No. I mean, you don't like
I don't
movies.
Really like
You're
films.
Not really a big movie fan. No. I do love movies, and there are certain movies that are, like, some of my friends... Like, you know, I've got a top, sort of top five, top ten. Which
your top five? See if I can guess. Let's see if I can guess. Let's see, this is a great game. Let's see if I can guess.
Oh, wow. Okay, so... completely animated.
It would be As Good As It Gets.
Yes.
That would be in there.
Yes.
I think something like Top Gun.
Not Top Gun, but there is another Tom Cruise in there.
Oh, I know. Jerry Maguire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would be up there. Now, this is where I'd become...
You got stuck now on your pants. Actually, do you know what? There's one in my top five that's actually very apt for what we've been talking about today.
Oh, vabbing.
I didn't know there wasn't.
There's a movie about vabbing. Apt for what we've been talking about today?
Yes.
Oh, is it something to do with families?
Nope.
Oh.
Although there is one in there that would be in there that's to do with families.
Okay. Give me your last three.
The one that ties in with what we've been talking about is the Bee Movie.
That is a great film.
I absolutely love that film.
Great film.
So the Bee Movie, Family Guy. No, not Family Guy.
No, that's a TV
show. What's the actual name of it? It's Family. I always forget this one.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Something about family. It's called. I can't remember who's in it.
Fine.
Let's move on. And Pretty Woman.
I nearly said Pretty Woman. Very nearly said Pretty Woman.
So that would be my top five.
I only got three. If I'd have said Pretty Woman, I got three out of five.
So
that's
do you not have
bad.
Any... Could you not say...
So like, mine would be Mean Girls.
Right. See, I've never watched that.
Mean Girls.
Never watched it, yeah.
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, one, two, three, four, five.
I am obsessed with Mean Girls. So mine would be Mean Girls.
Yeah.
The Toy Story trilogies. Trilogy.
No, you can't. You've got to pick one. You can't put all five
what?
In there.
No, well, just the three. Just the first three.
No,
Toy Story 1, 2, 3.
No, you've got to pick. You can't have three of the same movie.
No, but that would be
five.
A movie. Toy Story.
No, you've got to pick one of those three. You can't have all. You can't go one. I'm putting that in as a one, but it's a three.
Okay, so probably the. Oh, that's really hard.
Yeah, well, this is what we do
because
here.
That is the best trilogy of all time, I think, those three. Better than The Godfather. I'd take anyone on to talk about that. Anyone.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, let's move on because we're not. I'm not giving you all three. You've got to pick one of the three.
Mine would. I would also say The Dark Knight, Batman, The Dark Knight. That would be one of mine that are in there.
No.
It's a great film.
I can't be arsed with any of that shit.
Yeah. So let's say Toy Story, the original, because
right.
I do love that one. So Toy Story, Mean Girls.
Yeah. Batman.
Batman. Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay.
Because I love that film.
Christmas. You're putting a Christmas one in.
I love that film.
Right.
And probably something like Anchorman.
I mean, Anchorman is in my top
or
10.
Or something like Mrs. Doubtfire. I love Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah,
I mean, Mrs. Doubtfire
is a
great
classic.
Film.
And
if you've never watched Mean Girls, Ange, you got to watch it.
Yeah, I know. You always say that, and then I've never watched
film.
It.
So there we go.
For that question, absolutely.
Definitely movies.
I could live without movies. I could not live without music.
Agreed. This has been our first in-person proper studio vibes.
I've actually bloody loved it.
I've bloody loved it, man. So we'll be back virtual next week.
Yes.
But
we are going to, we're planning to put some more of these in. So yeah.
Oh, remember, there's loads of places that you can find both Ange and I and the podcast. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon. She's at Ange Gordon.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Also, remember, you can send us an email. We love it when your emails come in. You just email findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But that's another episode
in the bag.
Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.